Now, this week, or week in fact, we've been hearing about attempts by one village in Suffolk to encourage younger families to live there while high house prices are driving them away. A third of people in Lavenham are over 65. That's twice the national average. The village has held a referendum to ask if local people are willing to build more affordable homes. Andrew Bonford joins us now from there.
Martha, it can sometimes be difficult persuading people to accept any kind of housing development. But here in Lavenham, 91% of villagers have just voted to build more affordable homes. It's the key part of their neighbourhood plan. And Lavenham is one of just 200 areas in England which have developed a plan and taken it to a local referendum. It means commercial developers here should build at least 35% affordable homes, homes with low rents or shared ownership, earmarked for local families. And one such development in the village got planning permission just last week. I met the developer Malcolm Payne of Hartog Hutton and the landowner Roger Deacon on the site of the new houses to ask why they've chosen to build fewer homes than they could get away with and make a third of them affordable homes.
Both myself and my brother David, we've always said we wanted to leave Lavenham better than we found it, and we thought that this was most probably the best way.
You're proposing to put 25 houses on here?
Correct.
How many houses could you put on here if you were going for broke?
If we were going for broke, I would imagine about 40. Like I say, we wanted to leave something that people will remember us, good or bad, in Lavenham.
Malcolm, is this unusual?
That is unusual these days, yes. There's not many landowners that we get the opportunity to work with who will offer that.
So, I mean, in your experience, how often have you come across this kind of thing before?
Never. In the 15 years we've been doing it, we've never come across that. Most people do want to try and get the last bit of anything they can get out of it, really, which is human nature, I guess.
The proportion of affordable homes is 35%. Is that your proposal?
Yeah, that is part of planning policy.
And are you, as a developer, completely happy with that figure, 35%?
Well, we'd rather have none, but, you know, the needs must. Everybody has to do it, so, yeah, it's a fair thing.
You know as well as anybody, you know, developers will do anything they can usually to get around the rules. You know, these days we have viability assessments. If you can prove it's not commercially viable to build these affordable houses, generally you can get away with not doing so.
I think Roger and David also would like some affordable housing for Lavenham people so they keep local people in their properties.
This is important. You,
it's important to us, yeah. Important to us. We have people that sort of work for us, do their apprenticeship, find a young lady somewhere, and they want to set up a home together, and they can't afford to be here. So it'd be nice to fulfil some houses that younger folks can live in and perhaps come and work for us and carry on the tradition, really.
So are you going to be holding Malcolm's feet to the fire and making sure that he delivers 35% affordable houses?
Yes.
Landowner Roger Deacon and developer Malcolm Payne. Well, I'm on another building site here, which the newly formed Village Community Land Trust has just bought for only £1 to build 18 affordable homes. And with me is Sue Chalkley from the housing association Hasto. Sue, Hasto is going to be building these houses on the site, all of them affordable homes. How often do you come across villages which welcome development like this?
Well, Hasto is a rural housing specialist, so we only develop in villages, and we're working in 250 villages at the moment, and every single one of those has invited us in, and in every single one of those, the landowners made land available at low cost. So I'm really pleased to say that Mr. Deacon is not at all unusual as being, you know, he's a landowner that really cares about his community and wants to give something back.
Now, you've got several connected things going on here all at the same time. We've got high house prices, we've got an ageing population, we've got a lack of services like schools and public transport, and young people who just can't afford to live here. Mm. What's the answer?
I think probably there are three parts to an answer. First of all, we need to really raise awareness. I don't think people in Westminster understand about rural communities enough, and all sorts of policies are made, and when you overlay one policy on another, they can have a very damaging effect on rural communities. I think we need to stop talking about rural people as all being, I'm not even going to say the word, they're not the N word that ends in IMBY, because actually I think there are many, many rural communities like Lavenham that are IMBYs and that want to see homes built for their community, and we should really promote them rather than the other ones. And also, I would really like to see the government make some grant available for rented housing, because at the moment the grant for the next 5 years is only going to be available for home ownership.
What does all this tell us about life in rural Britain and the role of village communities and the need to plan ahead?
My worry is that rural England is changing really dramatically under our noses and we're not spotting it. Young families are moving out in considerable numbers. Just in the last 10 years, we've lost 10% of our young families. The average age is 45 compared to 37 in towns, so people are getting older. We're losing the schools, we're losing bus routes. And the consequences are going to be permanent. We will never be able to reverse back into the position we are now, and I'm not sure the government really understands what's happening.
Sue Chalkley, thanks very much. And more from Lavenham tomorrow, Martha.
Andrew Bonford, many thanks.